This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 23rd, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on the agenda is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the National Campaign Fund, A09-26. At least, not as far as I'm Mr. Bonowitz, do you have a presentation? Or
if you like, I can make a brief presentation, or we can just answer
briefly
questions.
Briefly, because Commissioner Walther is trying to skip out of here at 2.
Okay.
I already texted and said I couldn't make it. Sorry about
that.
Yeah, but we were going so long on this one issue, I figured no way are we going to make it.
He always does that. I always tell him, you're going to be out by a certain time, and he just...
No, you're good at it.
I'll still keep it brief.
It's impossible.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, we were all working toward that, man.
Thank you for that.
Jeez. All right, so now we can go on and on for... Does anybody else have any other plans? Okay.
I'll still keep it brief.
Today is Peterson's anniversary and Barrowman's anniversary, so they want to get out of here relatively at some point.
Congratulations, you two.
They're married on the same day.
Different years.
And they didn't know each other. Not to each other. They were married different years and different people. And they didn't know each other when they were married. Matt was married 17 years ago, and John was married 16 years ago. Did I get that right? Is it your anniversary, too?
No, I was going to say that a year ago, the earthquake happened, too.
Really? Oh, that was a terrible day. You guys have any comments about today?
Going swimmingly so far.
Today is my best friend from high school's birthday, too. FYI. Okay. Moving right along. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the National Campaign Fund, which recommends you approve two findings as presented in the draft final audit report. The two findings presented are misstatement of financial activity and failure to file notices and properly disclose independent expenditures. For the first finding, misstatement of financial activity, the committee amended its reports to materially correct the misstatements as recommended in the interim audit report. For the second finding, failure to file notices and properly disclose independent expenditures, NCF's response to the interim audit report and the draft final audit report provided information regarding its position that the purpose of its direct mail letters was fundraising and did not require reporting as independent expenditures. NCF has also indicated they plan to terminate after the audit was complete. We are prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This audit really is a twin to the Legacy PAC audit. I believe
that's
represented
correct.
By the same counsel and
treasurer,
the issues
yes.
are almost precisely the same.
That's correct.
And last time, I think what we did, we have some, I think, disagreement as to which communications constitute express advocacy and which ones don't. I think that's the only issue. We circulated a list of which ones we thought were express advocacy yesterday. And the last time, I think the way we handled it was, I believe that at least half the commission is ready to approve the audit as is. And then if that deadlocks, then I could make a subsequent motion approving the audit and then indicating the list of communications that we think are express advocacy and then go from there. I don't know if anybody wants to speak, but I propose that as a means to putting us all out of our misery soon.
Madam Vice Chair.
It's fine. We don't need another extended debate about express advocacy. I note that some of the some of the communications that my colleagues are proposing to exclude contain phrases like, to help in the fight to put John McCain in the White House, I am rushing my generous contribution of blah. We have 30 days to establish a united front behind John McCain. This is the last push to make John McCain president. I'm urging you to stand solidly with the GOP and with John McCain until he emerges victorious. Yes, I will give a final donation to push John McCain and our GOP over the top. To help in this final push to Republican victory in election 2008, I am rushing my generous contribution of, I don't know, sure sounds like express advocacy to me. But, you know, it is what it is. Having said that, because I think there is express advocacy in all of the communications identified by the Audit Division, I move approval of agenda document number 12-59, the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the National Campaign Fund.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion fails 3-3. Are there any other motions? Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we approve the Audit Division recommendation memorandum on the on the National Campaign Fund audit A09-26, except that the following communications be considered to contain express advocacy, and those are 1 through 5, 7 through 13, 15 through 18, 21 through 25, 27 through 28, 34 through 47, 49, 52 through 53, and 61.
Thank you. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Stephen. All those opposed? The ayes have it 6-0. Thank you very much. Mr. Palmer, are there any management and administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned, and I'd like to note it is 1:52, Steve.
You did good.